Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, blame the victim or getting back to compassion. Well, folks, you may remember from our last checkup from the neck up, I've had some boo-boos lately. A broken rib from slip, crashing on some black ice, now more or less healed. And a broken hand bone after the handlebars on a borrowed bicycle popped off. Yikes, crash, ouch. My hand turned some amazing shades of purple, blue, green, yellow. You can just see the vestiges there. But most interesting have been other people's reactions. While basically, I've wanted gentle hugs, watch out for my rib, and some poor babies. One person said, sorry to hear you keep hurting yourself. And another asked, are you getting accident prone? These are great examples of what psychologists call the fundamental attribution error, a basic thinking error, failing to see someone's situation in context, the role external factors played, like missing that black ice is invisible, or that it's a one in a million chance of handlebars becoming an off the bike, in my hands, up in the air object, no matter what I did. This failure of empathy can lead to the blame the victim response. Now, as you can imagine, hearing these responses, I found we are not amused. And I offer some ideas to prevent such moments, whether you're on the blamer or blamee side. First, it's natural to have compassion for someone in pain. So whenever we don't, before we put the relationship in jeopardy by blaming, ask, what is happening emotionally in me that's blocking my compassion? Am I just angry that this is inconvenient because I have to do the dishes and dry and put out the garbage by myself, etc., etc.? Because adapting to change is frustrating. Or maybe I'm anxious that the world is unpredictable and that random bad stuff might happen to me. So if I think this only happened because of something the blamee did, then I'm less anxious. The just world hypothesis, we call it. Bad things only happen to bad people, not sweet, responsible me. The basic idea for good relationships when stressed, if I know what I feel and where it's coming from, maybe I can lower my anxiety and accept my feelings and continue to act in a compassionate, caring way. Now, if you're the blamee and didn't consciously hurt yourself, don't take it personally. And don't blame yourself. Don't join in. The blamer is just failing to manage their own feelings well. We all do it. Calm yourself down and then have some compassion for him or her. Sound familiar? Good luck, everybody. Next week, how to relate to someone who does make loads of pain for themselves and to everyone around them. I'm Dr. Rich, free-fallin' O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.